killed. So there was a real tight fence wire, and then one of those wire, I'm going to say clamps, would be hammered in with a hatchet or a hammer to hold the wire to the fence post. And of course it was fun for us kids to go to a wire fence post and hold on to the post and climb over the fence, provided you had shoes on. Barefooted you couldn't do it. And you could have climbed through the wires if someone was there to hold up one wire and hold the other one down, so you wouldn't catch your pants and tear your pants and get a whipping from mama for climbing the wire fence, crawling through the wire fence again.
What kind of fences did you have around houses?
It was mostly zigzag rail fences. Some people, of course, would put up a kind of stockade fence, you know.
Can you describe stockade fence for me?
It would, they would have to go out and find some straight cedar branches, cut them off and trim them off and let them mature out in the sun, dry and dry out in the sun, and then put in a post line too around the house yard, and wire at the, two wires at the bottom and two wires at the top, in which they would set these posts. A small cedar post.
How big around? A couple inches around?
Yeah, a couple inches around. And taken with the bark peeled off, it would make a pretty yard fence.
Were they right together, or were there space between them? Or?
They would be right together. Yeah. Of course, then later on, when the lumberyards sold fencing by the yard, this red painted slab fencing, then those of ranchmen who were the more prosperous kind, they would get that kind of a yard fence.
Slats, were they, how wide were the slats, would you say?
Yeah, it was almost an inch, and then 4 or 5 feet tall, and with a pointed top, you know.
How far apart were the slats?
They were maybe an inch apart.
Yeah, I think I've seen those.
Yes, you have seen
them. What are most people's best dishes made out of?
Oh, yes. Well, we had, of course, what we called porcelain plates and cups and saucers and also dishes and bowls. But for milk, for putting in the milk, it would be a kind of clay milk bowl or milk dish to set them out in the milk house with some slats, so you could set maybe